And welcome back to Breakthrough Entertainment right here on 1480 AM KPHX. Hey, Bill Pullman, you're so fine. You're so fine. You blow my mind. Bill Pullman. John Cusack.
Yeah.
Okay. There we go.
I'm going to leave.
All right. And Joseph's out. I'll take over from here. Of course, this hour is brought to you by Alexander's All Care Automotive Repair. Right here in Phoenix off 3310 East Thomas Road. Give them a call at 602-956-3781. 602-956-3781. Visit them online, alexandersautorepair.com.
This is Breakthrough Entertainment's Halloween Spooktacular Part 2. And, of course, this is Hey Mickey by Tony Basil.
Yes, 1982, right?
Wow, I think so.
Yeah.
From great. The Final Girls. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna do something here. Let's stop that.
Are you going to get in
there? Don't undo it. Let's go again. All right. Let's start over. We got to start this segment over again.
About Bill Pullman?
Yeah, go.
Hey, Bill Paxton, you're so fine, you're so fine. You Lou Diamond Phillips, Bill Paxton. Bill Paxton.
Hey, you know what? Let's try it again. Let's start over again.
What am I missing?
Right. Oh, Mickey. It is an inside joke. If you have seen The Final Girls, you will get it.
Yes,
but
that's
of
right.
course.
Deep down, the song is about Walt Disney's very own creation, Mickey Mouse.
Wow.
Artists behind it.
Tony
Basil wanted to have a relationship with Mickey Mouse.
Excellent. Yeah, so I've always thought Minnie was kind of cute.
Well, they explained she was.
Hey, Vans just came out with some new Minnie Mouse tennis shoes for you, Joseph.
Oh, excellent. Hey, thank you. Are they yellow with the bows on them?
No, they're pinkish.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that fits in perfect.
Oh, nice. You know what? I'll pay an arm and a leg for those.
Well, here's the thing with that is that so Tony had requested that they turn her into a cartoon, you know, animate her. It was a little tough to do. Now, Brad Pitt and Kim Basinger were able to do that a bit in Cool World, kind of intertwine, but they weren't able, unfortunately, to turn Tony into that. So Mickey stayed with Minnie, and things worked out very well for them. What a great marriage, although they never had kids, as far as I understand, which a little surprise. I think little Mickey and Minnie's would have been great.
Yeah,
they still have time. For some reason, they haven't aged that much over the years.
They have forever.
Yeah.
And, of course, I know we said that we were going to have on the director of The Final Girls, Todd Strauss Schulson. I believe that he's running for his life by a guy in a mask right now.
Absolutely.
We do want to let anyone know, if you have any comments or questions about horror movies or anything like that, give us a call, 602-252-1480. Again, 602-252-1480. Or you can join us on Meerkat at Breakthrough Entertainment, or you can go to our Facebook page, which you can get to from breakradioshow.com. Click on the big F.
And let us know what your favorite horror movie is. Halloween time, you know, people have traditions where you got to watch certain movies, and you know, you make lists of it. Maybe we'll make a little list of some of our favorites, but of course you know, you can never go wrong with the original Halloween. Even though the other ones may have been you know, that one especially at that time, just amazing, and just there was nothing really like it before that.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you can't go wrong with that. If you're into the whole Exorcist stuff, obviously that can cause some chills, you know. So there's some good stuff. Those are classics. But some of these new classics that have come out, you know, Trick or Treat, another anthology film, great stuff. It kind of gets you into the Halloween mode, you know, because the way they have the setting placed. And that's why, like, the original Halloween's great. The way the setting is, you can tell it's fall, even though they filmed it in California. John Carpenter did a great job. But same Trick or Treat, same way. Some interesting stuff there, movies like that. So any of your favorites, let us know. Eric, what's your favorite?
I was just going to mention that somebody was asking if your beard's real, and then they wanted us to play some Gaga songs.
Oh, I love. Ooh. Oh, my gosh. That American Horror Story Hotel, I got to say. Lady Gaga, even though she looks like Marilyn Manson in the show.
You go for her?
Wow, that behind. Yeah. Unbelievable in that black thong.
I don't think she's all that unattractive like people say she is.
No, she's much better. In that show, in the face, make her look a little different.
Yeah, I was going to say she looks like a guy in the face. I'm sorry.
I still think she's attractive.
That doesn't surprise me. You're the one with Don Cheadle on your computer.
Yeah, Don Cheadle.
Yeah. But aside from all of our great guests today that we hope will be joining us, the other ones, next week we have some great guests. Coming up, we have the star of Paranormal Activity, The Ghost Dimension.
Okay.
You can never have too many of those movies.
Well, it's the last one.
That's what they say.
It's the star, Chris Murray.
Okay, great. Is Featherstone in this one?
I believe she might have a part, yeah.
Okay, I hope so.
Yeah, and also we have on someone from Ash versus the Evil Dead.
Sure.
Yeah, so of course the TV show, right, is based on the film franchise.
Yes.
And we're working on getting Drusilla from Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Remember Drusilla?
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Well, I always had a nice crush on her, so.
What about Sarah Michelle?
We can't get her.
Geller. And no, did you have a question?
Oh, yeah. Why not?
Yeah, she's great.
And, so we've got some great guests coming up. We're hoping, and we're also going to be featuring different haunted houses throughout the month of October.
Yes, absolutely.
And that's going to start today. In our next segment, we're going to be speaking with someone on behalf of the haunted house we visited last night, Jack and Jill's Haunted Hill, Jackson Keith.
Yes.
So that's exciting, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
We went there, and you know, we'll detail the entire experience in our next segment. But
yeah.
I just want to say that I think Greg, you saved the day.
Yeah, you know, it was a tough job.
It was a tough job. Yeah,
it was tough.
Yeah, because I mean, you had to lead
the
way.
Team. Yeah, they put the spell on me where they said I will have a beard for the rest of my life. So it kind of sucked when I'm like 90 still having this beard there. But I guess because it won't turn gray, they said.
Did you get Alyssa's number, though? Because that's Alyssa? She was the one who was holding your hand on the way in?
Oh, no one was holding my hand.
They
were holding
Dave's
hand.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, well, clearly, daddy issues.
No, I turned back. We were walking down the stair, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, Dave's really freaked out and holding. Yeah, nice to meet you. Can I hold your hand?
I know.
So. Yeah. No, no hand holding from me. I
didn't get any holding hands either. So see what it's like, Eric? You go to these things and...
It's a tough life.
The old dude
tough road to hoe.
The old... Ooh, wait, hey, don't use those words, okay? Come on.
Which
old,
one, road?
Old street to hoe, okay? All right. Anyway.
Break the hoe?
Who hoes streets?
I don't know. You know,
hoe roads. That's
the
Maricopa
County. Huh? We have plenty of roads out there in New River.
Yeah, that whole place is nothing but dirt road.
Oh, yeah, we got plenty of dirt roads out there in New River Town. We did meet a gentleman who was telling us to go through that door, just push that through that door. I thought I was right in Black Canyon City in that haunted house last night.
Oh, I remember that guy.
He was like,
oh, nice fellow.
Go through that door, you'll find Jill. I said, wow, I did not know that we just went straight from Phoenix to Black Canyon City. But we were there, and I'm sure that's probably what you'll find up there as well. I'm sorry. Please don't call.
Black Canyon City is nothing but just a little touristy, fake facaded town.
Okay. All right. Well,
I stay clear of Black Canyon City.
Okay, Jamal.
Yeah.
That's that why. We've got a great guest coming up after the break, like I said. So now we need to hear a little bit from the Cordettes singing Lollipop.
Yes.
Ending what was supposed to be our interview with the director of The Final Girls.
So sad.
From The Final Girls.
We muddled through.
So I hope he's okay.
Lollipop, yes. We hope that everything's safe and sound. And
yeah.
That,
of course, this is Break to Entertainment's Halloween Spectacular, Part 2, right here on 1480 AM KPHX.
I can't do that.
Yeah, coming. There you go. Coming up after the break. The gentleman behind Jack and Jill, Jackson Keith, will be joining us.